Masechtas Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, and Mishnah Vav. After we learned that Farshas Challah is either from dough or after baking, so the Tana warns us not to be make a mistake to be Farshas Challah from Kemach, with the assumption that we can learn out from the Pasuk in Trumas Gerin, came to Rimu Oysa, just like Trumas Gerin is Mutter to be Makhtim Mishibalim before Gemar Malacha, so too you can be Farshas Challah from Kemach. Kemach wonder about Trumas, there's an extra Ribui, as opposed to Challah, you can't be Farshas Challah when it's Kemach. Marfish Chalos said Kemach ain't a challah. Even though it's possible the Kohen is to be very excited to get grain and to make his own dough, it's not challah. It says Rishis Arisa Seichem only from Isa. Because we had Kohen, Kohen is required to return the Kemach. If not, he has theft in his hands. But the new explains that we don't say over here Yichalav Yachsav Yifrish, like we're going to learn in Truma. Truma Yachsav Yichem. We learned there, but rather you have to return it to the Baal Dafka. That if it's going to end up in his house, the Baal Abayis is going to think that maybe Taka Challah Shas Atchak. He's not going to go ahead and be Marfish it. Nimar Kedushin in Daf Mem Vav, and it's brought down to Taisus Yantif. He explains and Truma they weren't chayshes for this because the Baal Abayis knows that he did Shleik Adin when he's Marfish from Atzitz Nakav Al Atzitz Chenim Nakav. And Mele, even when he hears Truma Yachsav Yichem, he's not going to resolve on this the fact that the first one is going to end up staying in the hand of the Kohen. But if he's Marfish Kemach from that Keli, if he's going to say to him the Kemach stays beyond a coin, but rather he should be remafresh from that keli after he's turned into dough. He's going to resolve something, he's not going to re-remafresh, therefore they will massacre that it's gezel beyond a coin. Isa answered that he was remafresh from a tchala when it was kemach, which was like a din, chayav was b'chala. The first one wasn't chala at all, and it's pashat, but the chiddush is, hemshcha mishnah, about kemach, shesholchul the coin, but teres chala, shalik a din, and the coin went ahead and he gave it back to the balabayas, kedin. Now we have a new chashash that the Ketanim and Amay Aretz are going to think that the Kemach has a din of Chala Mamish. Now the Kohen is giving it back to the Baal Abayis and he's mixing it into his dough and it's going to end up coming that the Zer is going to end up, they're going to think they're allowed to eat Chala. Therefore, Miesh Bekashir, Chayav is Bechala, Vasuil Zer, I'm doing it, Bishua. If in the Kemach there's a Shir Chala, he's Mafish from it itself, but the other Kemach, besides the Chala, there's Mafish from it, which is Asma Terev Zerm, even the other. The rest of the Natari, the Chulun is also for the Baal Abayis, that's Chazam Sakim, because of Chashash, that you shouldn't say the Chal is Mutal Azar, and therefore you should sell it to the Kahanim. Amrullah, the Chacham said to Rabbi Shua, how could you be Machmer so much to Asa Lazarim? Maisa, there's a story once with a person that was Machmer Shchal Kemach, and the Kohen returned it to him, and like the Halach is, the Kafasho, Zokin Zar, he grabbed it. The Zokin Zar grabbed it, he made a brach, and he ate it to show that it's not Asa Lazarim like the Rabbi Shua. Amrullah, Afu Kilkul Atzim, we're taking Lachem. This old person, Taka, he messed himself up. He wasn't Mekayim the Chashash to ask with his arm, but I appreciate the fact that he corrected it for others, because I know that many are not mocked like this, and therefore they sell it to his arm. Till now they didn't have a limud zchus to save them from Gehenim. They were over on my words, but now he was massacred for all those that they should be toiling themselves in the zakim that he wasn't careful and he ate it. But Emes, he did something that he shouldn't be doing. That's the perish of the Batanura. So the end of adds that Zakim was not anybody, but rather he was a Zakim Shekhanah Chachba. Therefore, it would have been possible to bring a Rai from his actions to ask him Rabbi Shua. The Raman Pesha Mishnah explains about Lachik Rabbi Shua. But when you look in his words, you see that he didn't explain Rabbi Shua like the Baitanu did, that even the Shirayim are also Lazarim. This day says Asul Lazarim is on the Challah itself around the Shirayim. And I would say the question is what exactly the Raman is trying to teach us. And Shulchan Aruch is Shin Chav Zayin, and the Raman Miyad Chazaka, they didn't pass him like this Chashash. And the Shirayim is Mutal Lazarim, and therefore Allah Lamaisa, when a person is Mafish Challah from his Kemach, the Kohen should give it back to him, and the Zohar should be remafresh challah from it, and the Shirayim HaMutter. So the halacha is like Issa Zochin that Kavar Zohachal. This answer Shemi writes that being mechalak that the Issa Shirayim for the Zohar, so only when it's given to the Kohen, and the Kohen returns it. But if immediately after he's mafresh challah from the Kemach, he says to him that this is not challah, then the Shirayim is Mutal Lazar. He adds that maybe even that according to the Chacham, that the Argon basically they were not discussing only by Chala, which is Gezel Biyad Koyen, but maybe there's no Chashash that they're going to say that the Zohar ate Chala, but in every other place, which is not similar to this, so we don't say that it's Gezel Biyad Koyen, Chacham agreed to basically that if he's returned to the Koyen, it's also the Shirayim to the Zohar. But Lamaisa, the Allah is not like that, and you remafresh Chala from this that he returned to the Koyen, and the Shirayim Amutta to the Zohar. And if this Chala to the Koyen is back to Baal Bayis, there's no Shir Chala in and of itself, Tracy all writes that even this also is no shir, which is usher total to a czar, like Shita Rabbi Yeshua. Mishnah Vav. Chamesh Yisroam Kemach, a kav and a quarter, Zchayav Mechala, less as potter. As we learned in Mishnah, Dalet of Perek Aleph. This shir is based on Kemach alone, before it's mixed with water. The Makar of the shir is from the Pasuk Rishis, Arisa Seichem, Chalat Rima Juma, and Rashi explains Arisa Seichem, Arisa Seichem, when you're going to be Tolish and Etzisol, Kedeh Arisa Seichem, that you're used to doing in the Midbar, as it says, by the Mon, by Yimai Debo Emer, by Head of Hamab, by Mamat Lehechser, and Oimer is Asir, Eifahi, and that's a shir of Chamesh Yisroam Kemach, which is 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. which is actually the gematria of challah, so it's easy to remember. And it says Arisa Seichem, and not the Iso, to teach us that the shear is like that shear Lisha that was in the Midbar, which is Omer Lukal Gaylis for every single day. Now the way you measure it, it's before Shulchan Aruch that you take a cup of water that's up to the top, and you put in it you put that in a empty cup or an empty jar, which is bigger than it, and you put into the inner one 43 eggs with the peel and another fifth of an egg, and whatever pours out that pours into the outer keli is the shear of asir. So eifa the shear of challah, because the eifa has three saw. A saw has six kav, so 18 kav in an eifa, and a kav is four log, so you have 72 log in the eifa. A tenth of 70 is seven log. A tenth of two log is a bay and a quarter. So the log has six eggs. So two log in is 12 eggs. A tenth of 12 eggs is exactly a quarter egg and a quarter, egg and a fifth. I mean, this is shir challah is kav v'reva. Even though in the eifa there's 18 kav, so therefore you should have had a serious which is almost two kav, not a kav v'chaimish. So the Tanur explains that the midas changed when they came to Yishalayim. There's a Megala Amukas in the beginning of Parashat Kisisa. He explains a Pika Abola, added reason for this, adding on a sixth. And in Parashat, the way baking and cooking changed also. Initially, they used to cook only for that day, and they started cooking for 2 days. And therefore, everything that they were kind of needed to be a greater share. Therefore, they added. So to nowadays, there are certain countries that use kilograms, some pounds. So the Shtalso, Samidis, and the Mishkalos have a Hezri, even Alpi Nigla. But anyways, so they added another shtus l'chalavidus. Every six needs another five. Every six becomes five, I'm sorry. And then you add, they added in Tzipori another six on the midas. So from six log came five. And then after the whole thing, it ends up being that the kav is four log, and shechala is five log, which is a kav v'reva. First time I asked the Rambam, the Targum, he explains the word, the mem 43, which is a keli, which the thing is 10 finger breaths, 10 finger breaths at the height of 3, and a series, 3 and a tenth, and another tenth, yeah, and another chelik from 2,500 from an etzba. It's almost bedik, like if you measure, that's 40, it's 43 eggs and a fifth. And this is all kvi cheshvin that in Perek Arve Pesachim regarding a shir kosher bracha of etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. The tzlach that Rabbi Yehuda measured a keli of a shir challah with his fingers, and he put it to keli shir that said we said regarding the eggs, and it was so big that he ended up being able to get in 80 eggs, and therefore the tzlach came to the conclusion that this katnu abayim, that the eggs got smaller, and nowadays they're like a half an egg of what they used to be, and from there became the shir chazanish, which is a bigger shir based on the cheshbon of the tzlach, which is the Nedim Yehuda. The Talmud of the Nedim Yehuda, the Tshuva Mehaver, Blessed Fleckles, says that's because the tzlach was a very big person physically. His body parts were much bigger than everybody else, and therefore he asked his Rebbe that your fingers are just bigger than other people. How could you measure with your fingers and that, and through that make a new shir in the bayim? And the tzlach laughed. It seems that he held that based on his tour, that was normal in the olden days. Therefore, he said that the eggs got smaller. Some argue that the shear bay stayed the way it is, but rather it was just bigger than other people. That's the most place can hold. This is the story of the machlekes. What is the shear challah? Is it a kilo and 600 gram of kemach, which is the shear of the Rambam based on fingers, or 2 kilo and a quarter, which is the shear Rambam based on the fingers of the tzlach? And we know this machlekes chazanish and the b'chaim noah. It's all based on the shear of the length of the finger. The chazanish measures, and he went around in the Kol B'nei Brak and found that most people have a finger which is 2.2 centimeters. B'chaim noah went in the shtiblach of Yerushalayim and he found that most people have a thumb of 2 centimeters. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. There should be 2 shiurim in the mitzvah Torah. And so to mitzvah Shalah, till today there are those in the Marfa Shalah without a bracha by 2.2 kilograms, and some of Marfa Shalah, some even Marfa with the bracha, and that's how the Pesukim say, and that was Shitzvah Yashiv, Marfa from 1.6 kilograms, but now the minhag is in most places, Marfa Shalah, the bracha, with 2.25 kilograms of flour. And we have to also just remember the Rambam, Pesha Mishnah, that the Shir Challah is not based on weight, but rather based on size, and whoever measures based on weight is making a mistake, because it has nothing to do with weight, only in size. Whoever fills up 43 and a fifth eggs of flour, so at that point he's Yichayev Echal. Lo Yitzur that barley weighs more than wheat or less than it. So each one has a special shear that you have to figure out. So therefore, you can't be mishara based on weight, because mem gimel beim chay mishbe of chitim and sa'arim chay minatoyer, even though their weight might be different. And that's what we know nowadays also. There is a difference between different measurements, that they both sell 1 kilo of, let's say, or 1 pound of flour, and it can end up being that the amounts are different. It's all based on the density of the ear and the amount of space between the kemach, etc. And shirchal is not based on weight. The Rambam adds that even though b'derech whoever gives shirchal al pi mishkal is making a mistake, but if it's a mida yedua, everybody knows that it's 1 kilo and 600 gram of kemach chito, so there's a shir nefach of mem gimel beim chaymer, so then you can say the shir is kriya mishkal, which everybody knows. So lo yitzur, if a person measures in his house and he sees that 1 kilo and 300 gram already fills up a mem gimel beim chaymer, it's chayav v'chalam, and I tell you, especially nowadays where there's many different types of flours, spelt and rye, which, you know, can end up being different, 70%, 80%, 100%, so therefore it can end up being that heavier flour that's going to be chayav v'chalam only with less amount, and the kemach is going to be lighter, then you're going to have already a small amount based on the nefach. So therefore, hu adin by matzah, you can't measure the weight of matzah, so you have to know how much flour was put into each matzah, because everything's based on the nefach, not on the weight. What's the din if he has chitim of a shir chala, meaning that the total of the chitim is taka filled up a keli of mem gimel beim chaymish, but after he ground up the chitim, the derech of the kemach is that it ends up becoming a little bigger than the greeny chitim. So the losh natan is chamesh ram kemach. So its mashma is based on kemach, not on chito. But earlier in Perek Aleph, we should all learn fachas mechamesh shavuram kemach potter. Over there, the Bartanur explained, as we did then also, tefu that he makes fachas mechamesh shavuram kemach chayav to masters in the iso. That's the relation from the kemach is potter mechala. According to the shir, iso to be chayav mechala is 5 rivam kemach va'oid, meaning a little bit more than 5 rivam. So therefore, tarachin, our mishnah will learn that the shir chalat chamesh shavuram kemach. Why does the Bartanur over there add va'oid? There's a long discussion in the Rash Mishan, so he writes that it's enough with chamesh shavuram alone. The Chamesh is measured in Tua, not in Kemach, because the Mekrev of the Shear is from the Omer in the Midbar, and over there it's the Tachanu Berechayim. So everybody had in his house an Omer Gargirim, an Omer which is not based on weight. After the grinding, they had more than an Omer, therefore you have to add Va'oid, because the Shear of the Mekrev is Va'tua, and the Kemach grows and becomes bigger. And if you're going to Mishai and the Chamesh Shavuim Kemach alone, therefore you're not going to end up having to say Chamesh Shavuim Tua. The Rashi writes very easy by Ashkenaz, Shagod Shema Kemach Lashir Achala, and I, Vitalisi Adavazeh, Bezeh Shenefach HaKemach Urav Minefach HaTfuah. Therefore, they added the Va'oid based on the Gaidish. And so, some Duik in Losh Hatana, Perek Alpha Shadal says, Pachetz Mechamish Shavuim Batua Potter, because by Tfuah is the Makar of the Shia. And Perek Beis, he writes, Chamesh Shavuim Kemach Chayiv, but they mean Chamesh Shavuim Va'oid. That's what the Machash Shalom explains in one Pshat. The other also explains that they're arguing the Machalik Stanoim, Perek Alpha, Zachas Adios, Chamesh Shavuim Chayiv Chalo, or Chamesh Shavuim Va'oid, Shitus of Yosi is Chamesh Shavuim Potter, Chamesh Shavuim Va'oid Achayiv. Furthermore, he writes, it could be that after you Mafash Chalo, you need that to stay the Esau of Chamesh Shavuim, therefore they added Va'oid. Because of this, the Shia is after the Frasha. So we end up having that we're not Mashiach Shia Chalo based on weight, but rather based on density. But you could say that B'derech Klal, more or less, you end up having that amount in 43 and a fifth eggs. And that's the shear nowadays in Reb Chaim Nol, let's say. That chito is 1.6 kilograms, sa'ir is 1.4 kilograms, shiboy l'shul is 1.1 kilograms, kusman is 1.6, similar to chito, and shipoin is 1.3. Haim, says the Mishnah, the kemach, not the water, it's sa'iron, needs to be known to put into the sa'ir in the kemach, therefore they need to count in the shir, chamesh shavuim, also the sa'ir, which is wasn't yet marfa shemet chala, the suban, amursidon, the thick and thin, the omatzar of the kemach to be mishar, and everything, chamesh shavuim chayavan. Nut amursidon mitaychon, he made white flour that he took out all the bran from it, chazal teychon, and then he puts them back into the kemach. So then, Arei Lupturin, because the Mursa is not Masav Tashir, only when it's Techa Kemach, like initially the way it was, but if you took it out and you put it back in, so they're not, it's not normal to do that. And if you did it from an Isa for Mursa alone, it would be Potter, therefore, even if you returned to it, it's not Masav. Unless Hashem brings out Mashem Dirajba, we're talking about when there's no Shir Chala without the Mursa, we add it afterwards, but if he has a Shir for the Kemach itself without the Mursa, it's Chayiv, even though he put the Mursa back. But the others that argue based on what says Bashba in the Rambam, even though there's a shir chala on kemach itself, he didn't make a dough like they make it generally. Even if he ends up having 10 kilo without Mursa and Spatum Chala, it's like somebody that puts in dough, rocks into his dough. We're not measuring the dough without the rocks. And the mafkir, the mafkir, the whole isa from the chiyuv challah, the halacha is like the Rashba. Nowadays, the minig is to be mixing mursin and subin into the kemach. According to the Rashba, makes sense when there's a shear without them, but according to the Rambam, adding these in, it ruins the isa. It's part of even when there's a shear tzarchin. Why the minig changed and the chayiv? Look at the Mishnah Rishon, the way he's marach on this nekuda, and we already went too long on this Mishnah.